This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we saw how Abraham experienced the fulfilled life. He just believed in God who promised what was beyond what he could do on his own. In Abraham, we see that the power of faith is not in what the believer produces or accomplishes, but in God from whom the believer receives what was promised and releases it to bless others. This is the fundamental answer to those who rely on trying to keep the law in order to be saved. And once saved through faith alone, it is also the answer to those who would rely on trying to keep the law in order to grow in their faith. Paul emphatically makes this point in Galatians 3:10 through 11. All who rely on observing the law are under a curse, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law." Clearly, no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith. In our last visit, we noted that Abraham failed to live up to God's standard of righteousness numerous times. In other words, he didn't continue to do everything written in the book of the law. It is not a matter of doing most of what is written in the law, most of the time, but in continuing to do everything. That's why Paul writes in Galatians 3:22 through 23, "The scripture declares that the whole world is a prisoner of sin." We are held prisoners by the law, locked up until faith should be revealed. Remember, the law has no power to produce what is required by God for us to be justified, made righteous, or freed to become all God intended for us to be and become.